Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. All my friends, thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Copertino Show, Hour for Power, Hour of Power. And I need a lot of power this morning because my throat is trying to act up. But I knew you'd be waiting to hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. So I said, no, I'm not going to nurse it. I'm going to talk through it and tell the glorious things that God has in store for those that love his name and that are on this show. We're going to have a good show for the next 27, 28 minutes. But you know our routine. Before we get started, we're going to say something to the Creator that's going to make his heart happy and glad, and that's going to connect us to the great power source, God himself, the Creator God. Lord in heaven, we know your spirit resides in us, but the Bible says that you reside in heaven as well. And we come to you because we know you're powerful, all-seeing, and you're God of mercy, you're God of forgiveness. You're God of second, third, and fourth chances. And with you, we know we cannot lose. We tried everything in the world because we thought we were big enough to do so without your loving guidance. And here we are again to hear anything, something, everything that might help our lives be better today than they were yesterday. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for not leaving us, for not walking away when we walked away from you. And here we are at the feet of the throne of mercy, saying thank you, God, for saving us one more day, to giving us one more chance to go out and tell a dying world that you live and that you live also in us. Praise your name. Thank you. Praise your name. In Jesus' name, that name, one and only name given unto heaven, by which a man should and can and will forever be saved. Jesus, thank you, God, in that name. Amen. People are running around town. They're reporting it through blogs. They're even saying to their psychiatrists and psychoanalysts, hey, I know I'm paying you $200-$300 an hour, but I think God has forgotten about me. But I'm here today through God to say, do not dismay. If your dreams and desires have not come true or they have not materialized in your life, we know that it is because God, he got your destiny. He got it in his hand. Why else would you be sitting here? He has got your back. He's got your destiny charted for another course. You know, Jeremiah 10:23 says that it does not belong to man who is walking on 2 feet. Yes, 2 feet to direct his steps. So if you're going around thinking, oh my God, my friends, my neighbors, they're doing great things. Look at me. I'm a loser. I'm a failure. I feel like a failure. God got something else for you. Why else would he allow mommy and daddy to lay down? And then when the sperm came through, is looking for something to fertilize there. Millions came through. But one stood firm. God said, that's the one. That's the one. That's the one. Hit that egg and hit it now. That was you. That was you. So God has a plan. If you don't want to say God, call him the Creator. You don't want to say that, say this force. This force bigger than I, and you know it's bigger than you. Hallelujah. He got another course for you. God has plans that you might not even be aware of. Because number one, you probably have not been looking in the right places. Some are going all over saying, oh, I don't know what to do with my life. You know, I've lived 60, 70 years. Look at me. I feel like a failure. Look at where I'm living. Look how I'm living. I must be a failure. But let me tell you something. God has birthed you for a purpose. My daddy used to say, get in where you fit in. And that's what these broadcasts are about, helping you to get in where you fit in. But let me say this. Even if for one day or for one week out of your life you seek out your purpose, God has said, return to me and I'm going to return to you. But let me tell you something. God cannot or could not continue his master plan for the universe without you. Every living thing, animate or inanimate, that's Latin. God cannot continue whatever he has in mind without you. You're walking about on the street you live in as part of God's plan. You sitting down on that sofa at 2:30 a.m., you can't sleep. That's part of his plan. You getting up saying, well, you know, another day. Another way, even those statements is part of his plan. Let me tell you why. Without your presence, without your name, whatever it is, God cannot continue his plan. Every man counts. You must know this. Even if you weren't taught it in school, every man, every woman, every child, every animal, every insect, every bird, everything. Everything counts without you. What could God do? Where would God be without you? Yes, you're made of flesh and blood. We're flesh and blood creatures. The Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into heaven. So we already know what that means. But you're somebody. You're something. All you're doing now is struggling to find that purpose and that destiny that God had in mind. And that's what we're going to talk about. God had need of you, and he still does if you're still breathing his spirit within you. That's the breath of life. So if you're still breathing, that means that spirit got something to do. And that spirit is part of the movement of your purpose and your presence among other living things. God needs you to help fulfill his plans. So right now we're going to talk about ways of hope and how grace is going to help pull us through. Even when we're sad and disappointed in God, don't really know what his plans are except by getting into the Bible. My goodness, sad, disappointed. Everyone looks like they're doing great. You know, they're laughing. They're going around dancing. They can do what they want, when they want, where they want, and with whom they want. But look at me. Just look at me. I'm so sad. Skies are blue. Sun is out. People are so beautiful. But look at me. You know what? That sounds like someone that has lost hope. I mean, just really lost hope. Because they think in my life and in my situation, I'm the only one. I'm feeling lost in a sea of light. I don't have no idea why I should even hope in tomorrow. But you know what? I'm going to read you some words from the Bible. You know, Dr. Cupertino loved to chit-chat. I'd love to talk. And I love to make sure all these words count. But I'm going to read you something from the Bible that's going to give you some encouragement. The Bible here says in Psalms 112, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Uh-oh, I think I just heard something. I think I heard something. So if someone is saying, oh, God has forgotten about me. How can God forget about you? According to this psalm, if you fear the Lord, not meaning running down the street crazy, scared, out of your wits, because you know God has not given his beloved a spirit of fear. Yes, fear is a spirit. Yes, it's an inanimate, just like we're animate creatures. Fear is a spirit. And Psalms 112 verse 1 says, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. So how are you going to be blessed talking about God has forgotten about you, saying that God and whatever he is about, whatever he's proclaiming that he is, has forgotten about me. He's canceled my legacy here on earth. He's canceled my plans, my dreams. No. How can you be blessed and have canceled dreams, canceled hope? So I think we have a clue here. We've got to show God that we fear him. Blessed is a man who fears the Lord. So maybe we need to take a fear pill. Maybe we need to look at some of the things God has commanded and demanded and get in and get on board and start saying, you know what? If God hates lying, I'm going to stop. If the Bible says God hates adulterers, fornicators, those that are changing their nature, those that are going around cheating others, hating on others, how in the world are you going to not feel that way? But if you start fearing the Lord, meaning whatever God says don't do, you're not going to do because you fear him. You're going to be blessed. You aren't going to have time to even think about, oh, why has God forgotten about me? Nothing's coming true. Nothing's coming to my footsteps. Nothing is coming to my house front door. Blessed is the man. Start fearing God, and guess what? You're going to be blessed. You aren't going to have time to talk about, oh, you know, I'm feeling bad. God is not there. He's there for others, but he's not there for me. Also it reads, who finds great delight in his commands. So whatever God has commanded us to do from Genesis to Revelation, you know, if you can't read it all, just open it up, start reading anywhere. Anywhere that book falls open. But if you find great delight, find great joy, find hope and happiness in God's commands, meaning if he said don't do it, don't do it. Guess what? You're going to be blessed. And guess what? In the blessing factory, in the blessing warehouse, some blessings are going to be earmarked for you. There's going to be something with your name on it because the Bible says it. And Titus 1:2 says that God cannot lie. He's waiting on his creatures to straighten up and fly right. And in doing that, you're going to be looking to God for instruction, for direction. You already know why the world is messed up and mixed up. You already know why the world is confused. You already know that something is wrong and not going right. You might not be able to put your finger on it. All around the world, you go to bed looking for some a peace of mind, and before you can wake up the next morning, here's a report of a flood. Here's a report of a mass shooter. Here's a report of something happening in these foreign countries. You already know what's going on. The Bible says man has turned away from God, and they're getting a judgment from God. But you don't have to be a part of that. You can walk in that knowledge knowing that I'm getting ready to get blessed because I'm going to start fearing God. I'm going to start looking into his commandments. What is it he's talking about? Why is he talking to me? Maybe he's making us sad and down and feeling busted and disgusted because he wants us to look up and ask him to help chart that course. If the dreams are not there on the table, that big house on a hill, that a new car, God ain't thinking about that. He'll let you have it if it's in his blessing manner. But God is thinking about an overall scheme of global rescue. That's where he's at. He'll give you the desires of your heart because he said so. I'm not looking for him to be lying God because he's blessed me so much. But God knows in the weeds of the darkest of the constellation, God is looking at you. He's looking your way. He's looking and he's booking. So right now, we want to find great delight in his commandments, not in all this foolishness in these magazines, the newspapers, words from across the fence from a neighbor. What is God commanding us to do? Yes, the president has made some commands. Local police authorities, they've made some commands. Governor of your state, hey, they've made some commands. But what about God's commands? Without him, they wouldn't be able to open their mouth up. So we need to find great delight in what God is talking about. How can God forget somebody that's looking to him like a child would look to a father? Like a little animal would look to the master that feeds him. God is no joke. He's no fool. He's no con man. He's no con God. The Bible says you're going to be blessed. And you know, blessings are not evil tidings. Blessings are good things, good food, good everything. And then a good mind to know when you watch TV and you see all the things that are happening around and about our world. That you're going to rise up. You're going to get up out that sofa and that chair. It doesn't matter how big and how small you are, but you're going to get up and say, God, hey, God, look at me. Listen to me. I'm here waiting to do obeisance and to portray obedience to your word through your commandments. It says, blessed be the man. So how can I look for any peace, joy, and happiness, love? And I'm not blessed. I'm not going to get it. I've got to first honor you by taking and having and developing great delight in your commands. Psalms 112 goes on to say, his children will be mighty in the land. So if you're broke, hungry, about ready to lose everything, eviction notice posted on your door, hated by friends as well as enemies, then something is wrong, because you're supposed to be blessed and as a child of God, be mighty in the land. So if you're not mighty in land, get up, get off the couch. I'm telling women, come up out that bedroom, shut the door behind you. It's time for the Dr. Cappuccino show here with some facts from God. If you're not mighty in the land, number one, you're not blessed. People are not going to listen to men and women that are not blessed. You know why you're not blessed? Because you haven't feared the God of the universe. You haven't feared the Lord. And you certainly haven't scoured that Bible to find out what God's commandments are. In your spare time, read the book of Zechariah. Read Micah, known as the Minor Prophets. They got a word to say for you. God says he's never left his witnesses without a word. Hallelujah from on high. So if you're not mighty in the land, you're broke and hungry, ain't got nothing, had something, but ain't got nothing now, you certainly are not blessed. You can't tell a blind man that you blessed. Get up out of his face. He don't want to hear anything you got to say. But if you are blessed by God because you fear him and you take good delight in his commandments, you ought to be walking around mighty in the land. The dead ought to say, Mr., when they see your face. It says that the generation of the upright will be blessed. So again, like my daddy said, get in where you fit in. You've got to ask God, God, help me to be upright. I'm tired of lying and hiding out. I'm tired of trying to cover for bad business people and associates in my life and in my company. I'm tired of sitting next to hypocrites and agents of Satan in the church, right there, chewing gum, laughing and grinning. If you want to be blessed and on the way to not being dismayed and running around lying on God, talking about, well, he ain't done nothing for me, I ain't got nothing. Yeah, he got it, but he ain't gave you nothing yet. He's holding it back. He's holding it back because, number one, you obviously haven't been fearing him. Because he said you're going to be mighty in the land. So this fear of God, look at the word fear. It has the connotation of not wanting to displease higher power, higher source. So if you're going around displeasing God, your dreams are not going to come true because dreams come from God. He made the brain. He made the mind. Dreams come from God. So if you want your dreams fulfilled, listen up. If you get nothing out of 2 days, listen. You got to go to God. God is the dream builder, the dream maker. He sets that in your brain. He's the mind maker. He's the mind regulator. So if you're saying your dreams haven't come true, you got to go to God. Now, if you're running around trying to follow man, you're trying to look like man and follow all of his horrific, God-displeased desires and walks of life, you're not going to have nothing. Oh, you might have it, but it's not going to be coming from the God of the universe. It's going to come from his enemy because you're doing the will of his enemy. And when he's cut down, you're going to be cut down. You need God to help you with cancer. You need the real God to help you with all these diseases. Satan is the one, the author of death. He's the one put all this stuff out there. The Bible says God sent his son. So what are we talking about? He sent his son to give us an opportunity to the tree of life. And here we walking around, hungry, looking crazy in the face. Ain't got no mightiness in the land. You know why? Because the Bible says the generation of the upright will be blessed. You're not upright. Go to God and say, Lord, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I'm a mess. I want to walk right. I want to be upright. I want to talk upright. I want to do all the things that you'd have me to do. I'm not thinking about what these fools running around out here saying. Can't add one cubit to their life. Go lay in their coffin one day soon. Some of them can't even afford a coffin casket. Everybody I know, oh, doctor, I'm going to be cremated. Ain't got a dime. And they better put some money away for that. They won't even have that to look forward to. All across the land, casket makers is crying. Everybody trying to get cremated. Hey, come off of this. Come off of it. Tell God, God, please, help me to be upright. And most of all, to be right before your face. I've been a lying wonder. I done hated everybody I can hate. I'm going around a fake, a failure. I'm pretending. I'm putting on all these clothes, these long orange fingernails. I'm putting on hair all the way down to the floor now. Isn't that something? I've seen that. I'm tired of being a faking fool. I'm tired of being a fool failure. I'm tired of this. Something about me got to be right. And I'm not going to walk in your righteousness. I'm not going to think about being upright. I don't care how bad my situation is. I'm not going to think about loving my neighbor. I'm not going to do nothing that you say do without you helping me to do it. Your son Jesus then already came down through 42 generations, did just what he said he was going to do. He walked amongst men, went all the way to Golgotha, the place of the skull, went all the way, hung up on that cross. And when he really knew his time was up and out, he said, God, hey, hey, after hanging his head in the locks of his shoulder, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah, it's finished. It is finished. We ought to say it is to dead works. I'm finished to lying and cheating. I'm finished to hating everything, walking up on 2 feet. It is finished. But it ain't going to be finished if you don't help me. I'm made out of flesh. That's why your son came. I got blood sinuating, circulating through my body. That's why he came. He came, he came, he came, he came, he came. The Bible said he came. He came. Tell your friend that. When you can't seem to find your way out, just say he came. People up in your face trying to get you to do unrighteous works, just say he came. You wake up through the night, you're scared to death. Don't know who's going to knock on the door in the morning. Ain't got the money to pay your bills. Don't know what you're going to get it. Don't know who you can call. Can't call nobody. Just say, hey, God, it's finished. I'm finished the dead works. I'm finished the laying around blaming you because I ain't got nothing. It is finished. No, I ain't living in that home on the hill. I need you to show me how to live there. I might bring Pookie Lou and Ookie Sue. No, you haven't given me that. When he blesses you, he's blessing you, not your crooked neighbors, not your crooked family, not your wayward kids and friends. I know somebody said, well, you know what? I'm believing God so I can be helped with my kids. He ain't said nothing about that. He said every man got to sit on his own pot. Every man's got to come to the God of salvation. That means your kids too. When all these horrors hit and you can't seem to find your way through, just say, God, it is finished. It's finished. You ain't got to say no long prayer. You ain't got to walk around with your head down between your legs. You don't know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, tonight, the next minute. Hey, you can say, God, it is finished. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but God, it is finished. No, I'm overdrawn in my bank account. God, it's finished. Lord, you know what? I got some of the worst friends in my life. Just say, God, it is finished. I'm going to open up my office tomorrow, Monday. I'm one step out on the sidewalk because I can't pay my leasehold money. I can't pay my rent. My business is failing. Man, woman, get up, get out. Go straight to your office door. Open it up. Open that door up. Hallelujah, tomorrow. Open the door up Monday and say, God, it's finished. I give up. I'm giving out. Because I'm giving you the balance of my life. Yes, I'm a homemonger. Yes, I done stole everything I put my hands on. Yes, I've been lying ever since I was born. God, but right now, it is finished. I've been sitting around, playing around, sitting around, laying around, sitting around blaming you because ain't nothing happening in my life. Right now, you know what? The Bible says, prove God. Right now, I'm going to prove you. It is finished. It is finished. Dead works in my life, get out of my life. It is finished. May not have served you, may not know how. May not even believe in you, might not even think you're there. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a try. No, I don't think you're there. Yes, I thought you were dead. Yes, I hate you, God. But right now, it is finished. Help me to rekindle the love I had for you. Grandma walking to church in cheap sandals got me in my hand. God is finished. If I don't do nothing, I'm going to live the rest of my life. But those that came before I even existed, before I even knew that I could call on you, it's finished. It is finished. So we got to tell God that. No wonder you ain't got nothing. It's finished. Now, if you're not strong enough to stand and say it is finished, call me on the phone, 424-634-9615. Send me an email to MotherNature7@gmail.com. Say it's finished. Say it is finished. Today, tonight, tomorrow. It is finished. I want to be mighty in the land. I want to be blessed. I want to learn how to fear you. I want to find great joy in your word. I done heard all the lying words that can't stop nothing, can't stop the earthquake, can't stop foreign nations from coming and invading us, can't stop the banks from getting ready to fall, can't stop disease. If I catch it today, I might die tomorrow. What are they going to do? They can't catch it. Billions of dollars in medical research, we're still dying. What about King Death? What about Mr. Death? Can't stop that. I'm not going to listen to them anymore. I'm going to find out what it is you want me to do, and I'm going to do it. Bible says, for the blessed home, wealth and riches are in his house. So you're going to have a house. God says, wealth and riches are in your house. You ain't got that, you're not blessed. Your righteousness is going to endure forever. Even in the darkest night, the Bible says here in Psalms 112, verse 4, even in darkness, light dawns for the upright. No matter what they throw at you, at your worst, the Bible says here that even in darkness, guess what? You're going to be walking in light. Your enemy is going to know, hey, there's something going on there. You know what? I know I hate her. I know I hate him. But something's going on here. I can't put my hand on it. Can't put my finger on it. Something's going on up in here. Hallelujah. So you ain't got nothing. You're feeling sad. You're feeling hopeless. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I'm telling you, don't dismay. Your dreams may not have come true. Nothing good may have not materialized in your life. Are you walking in phoniness, fakeness, fake-itis? It's not because God has forgotten you. It's because he got a destiny out there. If you got one day to live, you're still here for God to use you in your destiny. If you got 6 months to go, God has charted another course. You'll see it before your eyes close because he said that. He got plans you may not be aware of and blessings waiting on the table. But you know what? You got to get in God. You got to get in where you fit in. Get out of sadness. Tell disappointments to get the hell up out of here. Because you're going to go to God and you're going to say, today, it is finished. It's finished. It's over with. Tino Show. Hour for power and hour of power. Bless you. Walk in your finishedness. And may the blessings of God, just like he said, prove true. Because God cannot lie. See you next week.